Have you ever called 311 with a noise complaint? Well, you're in good company because last year the city fielded close to 180,000 calls about noise pollution. And now a group of researchers from NYU and Ohio State are setting out to create a map of urban sounds by placing special microphones all over the city, starting with the area around Washington Square Park. And here to tell us more about that is WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Richard.
So explain these microphones, because I can imagine a lot of people being uncomfortable with the idea of there being recording devices all over around here in Soho.
Yeah, so this group of researchers has come up with these low-cost microphone sensors, and they capture only about 10 seconds of audio at random intervals throughout the day. So they're not meant to, you know, eavesdrop on your conversation.
Right.
They're not going to pick up on your lunch plans. They actually hired an independent acoustical consultant to make sure that conversations can't be reconstructed out of these recordings. So a few mics went live for the first time last week near NYU's campus, Washington Square Park, and the researchers are still setting them up elsewhere.
They should put them outside my apartment building because 96th Street is
very
loud. Is
it noisy there?
Very loud. And what are they going to do with all these sound snippets?
Well, the idea is to run them through this program that's going to categorize them. So for example, near where you live, here's construction noise, or here's traffic noise, sirens going off, gunshot sounds even at this time. I mean, here at WNYC, we get emails all the time from people asking us to look into helicopter sounds or other noise pollution. And it's no wonder. I mean, 9 out of 10 adults in New York City are exposed to excessive noise levels, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And that means levels that are higher than what the agency considers to be harmful.
Okay, so once the sounds are cataloged, what happens next?
So the researchers are hoping the data is going to be used to actually shape public policy. So here's Justin Salomon. He's a postdoc researcher at NYU. And this is from a video that the group posted on YouTube explaining the project.
We're focusing on the sounds that New Yorkers complain about the most. And you can see how with this technology, we can start answering questions that we just weren't able to answer before. Which parts of Manhattan have the largest amount of car honks? Or even how does construction noise near schools affect how well the children perform?
So the city says it's looking forward to reviewing the sounds that come out of this, and look out for an app in the near future. It's going to be called Urbane, and it'll let you track this noise data.
Well, I will track that. WNYC Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.